you're playing with this. Have you seen this dingus? You seen it?
I've seen one, but I don't remember what it does. There you go.
That's my meat.
You're a good toy maker.
Yeah. I told you my people come out of the Black Forest. So that's where I got it from.
That's right.
You reckon it could be?
That's right. Could be. Could be that. Okay. What about onions? Did you grow onions?
We should have onions, scallions, shallots.
Mm-hmm. Are those all different?
Yeah. A scallion, it puts out like a thing we see, a runner. And it's something look just like another onion, and the top starts to grow out of it on that end. And you can pinch them off and put them in the ground, and they'll make another one.
Okay.
And then the little scallion is a multiply, and you put one in the ground, and it'll make about a dozen. It just divides up and makes a clump of them. It grows good then.
Okay, uh-huh.
And it blooms, makes a hard thing.
And what part do you eat?
Eat the root. Some of them eat some of the tops in the spring when it's to eat. But I used to think the shallot, this is, as opposed to the onion, the shallot, when you've got green ones and new potatoes come in, Irish potatoes, mix up a part of them and stew them with a little milk, and it was good.
Mm-hmm.
Potato soup.
Mm-hmm.
Shallots and potatoes. Potato soup.
The shallots just didn't have those.
They were small onions. The shallot is the mildest of the onion family.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the old scallion was a little stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Many onions they had were really strong until they got these new style of idea.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't have any this year.
Yeah. I stopped and bought me some. I like those. Did you ever hear of any beans, kind of like a butter bean or lima bean, called a civet bean?
Yes.
Did you have that?
People call them civet beans.
Uh-huh. Do you know if those were a different sort of...
Well, it might have been, but I thought it was a kind of a primitive butter bean. I mean, it was similar to that civet bean. You see, you had running butter beans, and you had bushels, and you had the snap beans. You'd have some you put on a pole or a trellis, pick them all over it. Like, you just put a pole, and they'll wrap around.
Mm-hmm.
And they do that themselves, and they know which way to go.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I mean, they're all wrapped the same way. Just like when you pull the plug and turn the cord out. It always swirls the same direction.
Right. And the beans always go, I never thought about that.
Well, they do. They go around the pole the same way. And it's just like the low pressure that boils in here comes from the tropics when the hurricanes blow in.
Mm-hmm.
They always, they're clockwise. Counterclockwise is
what. Okay.
The low, it's counterclockwise. The high is clockwise. That's the way it is. But anyway, it's the same thing called the spin of the earth, the Coriolis correction.
And if you go south of the equator, they go in the opposite way.
Uh-huh. It's the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Some people don't want to believe that, but they, that's it, but it is.
I went south of the equator one time. I went to Australia. And I was going to try it, but...
What were you doing
I started
there?
Watching the water go down, and I couldn't remember which way it went at home.